Calito Baba. Done, done. See.
Make sure you get that job done. Make sure you get it done on time. It's the Italian job. Let's do this.
Italy so bawa dandan see dandan Italy so bawa
go Gabriella go girl.
Tuesday the 28th of October, nearly said September, I don't know why, I just want to go back in time. And talking of travelling and going back in time or forward or whatever you want to call it, today we're breaking the rules because the rules are there to be broken. So what's happening today? Expect the unexpected, pretty much everything goes. We have two friends in the studio and I can't wait to announce them. So we'll be playing lots of brand new tracks as usual, straight from the island. They've actually travelled in the suitcase with my friends. There's some really hot stuff. So whatever you're doing, keep it locked. Don't move that dial. Do not even think about it. 103.6 is the frequency. The Italian Job is the show. And your host in the hot chair is Gabriella, just as every single week, until 7 o'clock. You can call us or you can get us on italianjob@lifefm.org.uk. If you're on the move, you can also text us. Text the word LifeFM, all one word, and your message to 82820. So let's get started. Starting off, we are opening with a track by Casino Royale. The track is called Prova, which also means try. And we'll talk about the track just after this. Keep it locked.
Quando tu mi chiedi una prova, puso din sa lenta boga pam pagante no no tanta doca gache de ganta sa taka yo prima si sa bazi gang it's a zumusto show show nende gini chai ya sti kine kimu rigada azuba de gusto bita di gadin di lia teni sa gassa teni su basso barre di ladro vogante grasso vai tranquillo che dallo tuo lasso gache si intende di ganne passe sa mi sona da strano ma c'è da punzo down now ya tsa sa sa mano bai sicuro sai c'è gumbi down pena vate no su gasso conte assicura vuoi te no dusci se vuoi te chiso no mena appu prendi un gas che da dieci c'è i ciminci figa da de canto funghi zao e lì già larghi stringi mi si chiama tipa di insoliga la la c'è di intendi ma gusto so di cintra come in tempo io non tambulan sola che sa qua il sugeo cava bello breo e creo cano c'ha di gente che non t'intra da che deo che ti noia so con due cazze so bro furia di insaprenti mo che su furia so e io stassi impressi fatta apposta bo chi notte pressi in sasa notti stressi si è lassasi dessi mai t'adessi gusto fluido gado intende mi due fido streco stop gusto pida mo e con te spacciai gusto che si azia lusa bolli pari a noso vivi andala due due si sa gente che addomandala te te prego un tendi vini gandala casti argumenti si spantan cavarrata canta azia lusa bolli pari a noso vivi andala due due si sa gente che addomandala te te prego un tendi vini gandala casti argumenti si spantan cavarrata canta gusto cazzo e somo denti come in te ghizzacata questo frago di indaccata sa da macchia da dillazza da stasio o due disi desi io te ho riuscio e mi frimo un menti vari abitio ci cagata gatta sa gioco gusta scatta sa su banco ma su manco non mi gassa sei da lassa sa filo se bagassa gai se gassa gassa manna voglia mostra roba bassa gente conosce o si passa sa tendi su mushai ai tesi gane cai vai lassa di vigai de gusto so chi non si spaccia mai pesi vetti bianchi ascoltai muovi gassa con che grai peppi si badai e cussa si chi pensa si frimai lassami te retto e taschetto gano sti perfetto esti fatto con stesi è sul letto ma lo che sta retto conta da su muri ghingio che sa lappi gasco fingio esci mingio mesto cazzo so chi da sabini stringio ave riso riga se tendi gusta rima sa che sfrumiga sa podera sa finza sa milla sa ma in sa lassa chi sono i di le gusto bi finza cando un dio esi sci e non minare sprima di prima di prima di
Radio Clandestina trasmette tutti i giorni alla stessa ora.
Sì, è vero, per fortuna.
Ascoltate tutti!
Alza questa voce, pari a noso, chi vi andala. Due, due, chi si sa gente che addomandala. Te, te, prego un tendi, vini, gandala. Casti argomenti si spantan, cavarranta, canta. Alza questa voce, pari a noso, chi vi andala. Due, due, chi si sa gente che addomandala. Te, te, prego un tendi, vini, gandala. Casti argomenti si spantan, cavarranta, canta. Alza questa voce, pari a noso, chi vi andala. Due, due, chi si sa gente che addomandala. Te, te, prego un tendi, vini, gandala. Casti argomenti si spantan, cavarranta, canta. Alza questa voce, pari a noso, chi vi andala. Due, due, chi si sa gente che addomandala. Te, te, prego un tendi, vini, gandala. Casti argomenti si spantan, cavarranta, canta.
You're listening to The Italian Job with Gabriella.
You are listening to The Italian Job if you've just tuned in. And as I said earlier, I have a couple of very special friends in the studio. They're friends, but they are musicians. And one of them is a DJ, or a presenter as well. His name is Alessio Bertallot. He's sitting in front of me. Ciao, Alessio. Where do I begin introducing you? You have done so many things that we don't have enough time to talk about all the things that you have done.
You are too kind.
Oh, well. But you are an artist, you're a singer, you're a producer, you present a program, you DJ. Yeah. When do you sleep?
Well, I sleep every night, you know, but even if I work in the evening, because my radio show is an evening radio show, the rest of the of my day, it's spread all in these things. But the feeling I have is that you can do just one thing
at a time
for doing in the best way, you know. So I think in this time, these last years, radio is my first love, and then came the other things.
And you've done everything you've done, you've excelled.
Well, this is not true. I just tell the good things, but not the bad ones.
Okay, what
like
are the
every
best
artist.
Well, of course. So what is the best thing you've done? You're currently, you've been broadcasting on Radio DJ, yeah, which is the biggest commercial radio station in Italy. You have had a daily program how many years now?
It's the 12th of this one.
Wow, already?
Well, yeah.
Gosh.
It's a very long time. The best thing is that I had the chance to develop good music, alternative kind of music, mm-hmm, in one of the biggest Italian radio. That's means a lot, you know, because it's not so common for commercial radio to have a radio show where you with this kind of content.
Right, yes, because Radio DJ is a big commercial radio station, but your program is called B-Side, yeah, which is the other side of the commercial music. So you venture and you explore into little alleys, less known, but certainly great music.
Yeah, I hear a lot of things coming from England. I think England is one of the best places where you can find alternative ideas, mm-hmm, about music. It's a melting pot of ideas. A lot of people in Italy looks for what's going on in London. But in these last years, I had the feeling that the borders in music doesn't mean anything.
There's no border. It's like
no
European
border,
Union.
Yeah, really.
No borders anymore.
No border.
Well, that's a great thing because, you know, we... especially we here at Love FM, we support anything that kind of merges and, you know, just kind of blends into each other. And talking of that, later on we'll be talking about an experiment, more than an experiment, something that you have brought two very different genres together in a track. But before we do that, you are here for the whole duration of the Italian Job today. It's a great pleasure to have you here. And you brought us lots of tracks. So let's go back. So we started off with Casino Royale.
So that's a very well-known band in Italy. They started from reggae and ska in the beginning, and then they turned towards a more London moody from trip hop or drum and bass. They were making a lot of records in these last 15 years, if I remember well. And their sound was I think something like the English sound of music. In this last record, they had a producer very very well known in England. It's Howie B.
Oh yeah, of course.
Work with the Massive Attack and
right,
a lot
yes,
of important musicians. And it's I think they are a sort of bridge between Italian music and the English sound, mm-hmm, from my point of view. The second track was a
sorry to stop you. Casino Royale performed here in London during the Italian Job Live Festival. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
it was a great live act. Anyway, yeah, you were saying the following track that we've heard.
The following track was something I think special for even for the Italians because it wasn't Italian.
Yeah,
singing.
I couldn't understand what they were singing. I was like,
what was
is
the
that?
Dialect of Sardinia?
Right.
But it's one of the most beautiful region in Italy. It's like the Italian Caribbean.
It is.
It's a big island, very very big, but people know Sardinia most for the coasts and the beaches, emerald water. They have a tradition, a culture, and a language that's completely different from the Italian one because it's a very ancient island. Mm-hmm. So they have a different language. It's a mix of Spanish words and Latin words. And they have different sounds completely. But it's very useful for rap. because it's, the words are shorter than the Italian's one. So,
do you understand rhythmic. It? Do you
No, nothing at all.
Do we know what they were singing about?
No. It's better if we don't dig.
Okay, that's all we need to say. So, the next track that you brought us.
The next one is come from Napoli.
Naples,
and as the second one is the language is dialect, and Napolitanian dialect, it's very 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 rhythmic. So you just have to hear the sound. Doesn't matter what they mean.
And talking of Napolitans, we have in the studio a Napolitan as well. We'll introduce him just after this track.
Nas calhas foi de ramadina cera. O bigo na botilha, tarandela e tamaneira. Pia o vôo as carta. A Will as carta. Bob em carta. O canha reparta. Se vô da maricha na paro caça. Facinho da fessa. A buiva escassa. O sancho capô facito chessa. Ma quando parta a canzona, paranzona é séria. Sangue mostra rapa do bim dall'artena.
Sente como sono parabona. Mato o mato. Siente come solo parabona, ma come madonna. Siente come solo parabona, ma come madonna.
Sola re.
Siente come solo parabona, ma come madonna.
Magari. Ma che è onnandì, mille per mille sangue mostro. Quando a te ti gira capo, tanti a rapa giostra. Che stia stagione buona, fa coltivazione. Visto che fai, mi stai perdona, mi sta metadona. Te paro vero, ma poi sicuro fa paurinto scuro. Trova una cura, giova frittura, caso fernuti, casci fasciatura. Si separea, è roba mia. Tu lavi piatta, riti a cruna, e pure taccarea.
E non mi pogno, non mi piglia, non mi offrire in tatiella. Fumo sullo spagnello, coperto rin- da cervella già squagliata, bruciata, oramai dissossata. O fredda già è stata pignorata. L'amico già sta in tuo spazio, si è rubata un'astronave. Ma prima di tutto usci, ma a casa chiava. Sanghiamo con DJ Graff e sente carro vuoto. Cacciamo fuori un duro tipo, tu fatta roto.
Siente come solo parabona, ma come madonna.
Parabona.
Siente come solo parabona, ma come madonna.
E passa e spassa sotto stu balcone. Ma tu sei guaglione, tu non conosci metriche. In carenza tra le peggio crisi isteriche. Cambi di personalità. Pigliata una pastiglia, levata sta parrucca. Una lucca, puzzi di lacca e baccalà. O pesce in mocca come lecca lecca. Una mucca pazza, fan di caparezza. L'ultima cicca, un pirla di razza che si attrezza sulla tazza e si impicca. E non, e non, e non. Mo la tua posizione è un piccio a mollo nella mia nazione. Culo fisso in mestrazione, il tempo è ciclico sul beat, 10 sacchi smi.
Questo è il tuo valore, solo 10 sacchi smi.
porta la tua muffa a Neffa e abracadabra. Se ci aggiungi un po' di stoffa, cambi maglia come Ibra, mentre applaudi fibra. Mo' fatela sta sega col Viagra e passatela allegra.
Non ce n'è, inutile che neghi. Siento come sono parabona, ma come mattona.
Parabona.
Siento come sono parabona, ma come mattona.
Bula.
Siento come sono parabona, ma come mattona.
Solare.
Siento come sono parabona, ma come mattona.
Uscì.
Italian job.
Okay, yeah, well, this is why I really love just playing around with the buttons. Anyway, we are here in the studio, the Italian Job, with Alessio Bertallotta, and we were just talking about this track that we've just heard. What was it again? Who was it by?
Sorry?
The track we've just played?
Yeah. Was
the name.
The name is Sangue Mostro. I was thinking of a translation, but it's impossible.
Kind of like Sangue our blood.
Mostro. Yeah. Odd blood. Something like that.
Okay. Oh, Mostro, not Mostro. Okay. See, what happened off air while we were playing the track is Alessio was saying that normally he's in the other hot seat doing the interviews, and, you know, he's never gets interviewed in this kind of way.
In English, yes. It's strange.
So later on, I'm going to get you to ask a few questions then,
okay.
Just to get you know.
To myself.
So we were talking about Naples. We were talking about Neapolitan accent.
Yeah.
And talking of Neapolitan artists, we have someone very special in the studio that flew all the way to Italy with you. Good afternoon, Luca Riello.
Hi.
Tutto posto. Now, I understand he doesn't speak very much English.
Not so much, but we can help him.
Okay.
Between me and you, I think we can make it.
As long as you don't speak to me in Neapolitan, because I wouldn't have a clue about that. So, do you want to, Alessio, would you like to introduce him a little bit more about his career, what kind of things he's been doing?
I'll try. Well, for Luca Riello, it's I think to say it's a rap artist is not really true, because I rather think of him as a poet, street poetry, mm-hmm. in Napolitanian, because when you talk of Napoli, you can't talk in Italian. You have to think in another way and describe things with another language. That it's the sound of that place. This is something maybe is not really, it's not easy to understand for someone who's living abroad, because as an Italian, we as Italians, we feel a lot of difference between the north and the south, and there are cultural differences.
Mm-hmm.
That means being rich. Because for me, the differences means richness, you know?
Absolutely, so, yes.
The language of Luca Riello, it's the best language you can use to describe the mood of some places and some history, some lives of Napoli. And for that reason, I think it's maybe is you don't have to translate him. You have to try to understand what he's talking about, because... It's poetry.
And what drives his lyrics?
Well, it's the life he sees every day from in the streets. From he's talking about his friends, the people he knows in Napoli, and well, maybe it's not the life of the rich one once. Okay, it's the life. It's
the
hard life of the inner city.
The life
Napoli.
Of the streets.
I'm trying to translate to him what I said, because if you can confirm or not, stai dicendo della tua poetica, la poetica che prendi dal posto
Italian.
Dove vivi. No?
Le storie, storytelling.
I think it's time to hear some of his work.
Povero io, mi sa
sta sti muri tu fai capo tu se nacco su giorno morri pensa che mi sai una paccola sono un agione diversa all'altra perché se dicono che sono sbagliato dicono che è stata una malattia perché se sono nata così saggio che mi stia la vita mia giudicata con quella che sono a fuori senza nessuno che mi guarda in do coro mi chiamano dottor Rurione sono nata una strana malattia luce in un cinese o musso di arte è un amore che nessuno può capire mi chiamano dottor Orion sono adesso cresciuto un mese a via la gente dice povero uaio maronna mia e come mi piace le femmine non l'ho mai avuto una tutta per me tu chi me l'hai già pigliato con la terra che mi fa cerca una mano e trova solo un mano.
Life 103.6.
Listening to live.
FM.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Have you heard? X Factor has teamed up with Life FM. That's right, Life FM. Exclusive interviews with...
I'm a member from Girl Band. I'm Marisa from X Factor.
That's right, the 12 finalists from the X Factor. So why don't you join Peter Terry from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. weekdays, only on Life FM 103.6.
Tell me what you want from me.
Life FM 103.6.
And I'll give it to you.
Italian job.
The Italian job.
La paura.
Dai lì sento l'Italian job.
Italian job.
Italian job.
Hai lì sento l'Italian job.
Welcome back after the break. This is the Italian Job after 6:30 today, Tuesday the 28th. And as mentioned earlier, I have a couple of friends, a very special guests in the studio in front of me. Good afternoon once again to you both.
Thanks.
So just before the ad break, we were listening to this Neapolitan artist who happens to be right in front of me. Would you like to add anything else to this track? It was a beautiful Neapolitan track.
Yeah, as I was saying before, it's a true story about a boy affected by, I don't know the word in English, is syndrome of Down. Down syndrome.
Okay? Yeah.
And so the bad guy in the block used this guy to, they put on him drugs and things like that because in case of being charged, he's charged less because he's sick, you know?
Right.
I don't know
okay.
if it's very difficult to explain in English this for
no,
me,
I
for my English. But
no,
I hope you understand.
Yes, definitely. But one step back, you two have met, you've known each other for quite a while, haven't you?
Yeah.
And then something happened, something very special in terms of music. You brought him into your studio on the radio station where you broadcast in Italy. And you brought another person from another world. And what happened?
Yeah, this it's interesting story. I hope I won't be annoying. An experiment of a crossover between classical contemporary music with a director called Ezio Bosso, who, for example, made a soundtrack for an Italian movie director called Gabriele Salvatores. It's Oscar premium winner.
Oh, yes.
And he made a few soundtracks for him. So it's a classical composer. And I invited him to play in my studio with five instruments live and things like that. And we had the idea to put together this kind of language you already heard from Lucariello, mm-hmm. and this kind of story with the classical music. So made a crossover between street poetry and classical, okay?
Quite daring, actually.
Yeah, it was something very unusual, even for us, you know. And the big thing was that Lucariello made some lyrics of a song with Roberto Saviano, which is in these last month years the most well-known Italian writer.
Oh yes, because of the book.
Yeah,
the Gomorra book.
Then they made a movie about this, and
which came out in London a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, okay. So it was a connection even between literature, Italian story, and rap and classical music. We made this live at my radio show, and then MTV called us and proposed us to produce a video clip of this.
Wow.
And so that's what we did. And it was the first time in the MTV Italy story where they produce a video clip instead of having a video clip to broadcast from
somebody. So they've never
else.
Produced a video clip before?
No, they made it
and they
for,
chose this one?
Yeah,
wow.
And they made it for a No Mafia iniziativa, I don't know the word.
Initiative.
That was a sort of moment of MTV against mafia, okay? It's an event against mafia in Italy. Mm-hmm. So they used the video clip and the song as a sort of flag, una bandiera, for to let young people know that we can do something against criminality.
Okay, there's so much more I want to ask you, but let's play this track, okay. And then we'll go back to it.
You are listening to Life 103.6.
È luna lucida pistola, suonata a botta a volo, buttando caricatore, camarone un coppo cuore, mamma essa mi perdono, camarero signore, quando fornisce sta storia, i flash in avancore, una fotografia a colore, lo giro buono a giorno, i capi casale dicono che era un buffone, a me crea paura, a me scato l'uomo, la gente fugnato, fumo cuore e sangue, intanto passo via, quando una 45 tra nuova sin dalla terra, vieni con te. Otto botto un bit, tardare la mano scurdare, a mettere i proiettili di un legno in debutello, che la capelli sonda, l'oraccio senza non, facci che la buona in faccia buona, lascia guarda a terra fino a quando non muore, fino a quando non muore. Cappotto di legno, prima delle botte in petto, cappotto di legno, prima delle botte in petto, cappotto di legno, prima delle botte in petto.
Gabo gascanina lucido quando arrivo stai putrido, ti guardo attorno ogni giorno sai che non sei l'unico. Salute o agli una pace, mentre schiatta molti, sa che l'hanno nata cascia, da non fosse, porta a raggi come si c'è da un osso, sai che sbagliavo, a ci come sta rotta, a spegne mano dopo pirra, nata volta, nata volta, nata volta. Lettere bollendo come a proiettile che sfondano silenzio, sfondano il cervello che non pensa, senza paura, leva sicuro, otto botte mi vietta a ridere nello scuro, e poi se sono fuori avesse ragione, gava sola sembra stessa canzone d'amore, gava sola sembra stessa canzone d'amore, lascia guarda a terra fino a quando non muore, vendo guarda a terra fino a quando non muore, vendo guarda a terra fino a quando non muore, cappotto di legno, prima della botte in pezzo. Della botte in petto, cappotto di legno, prima della botte in petto, cappotto di legno, prima della botte in petto, cappotto di legno, prima le botte in piedi, prima le botte in piedi, prima le botte in piedi, cappotto di legno, prima le botte in piedi, prima le botte in piedi, prima le botte in piedi, cappotto di legno, prima le botte in piedi, 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 prima le botte in piedi.
Join us in the chat room at lifefm.org.uk.
Cappotto di legno here on Life FM 103.6. You are listening to The Italian Job and a very couple of special guests, Luca Riello and Alessio Bertallot. This track was brought together thanks to Alessio. Now, it's like we discussed, it's a crossover between a classical music and the sort of street feeling. It's talking about Italy and it's talking about Naples. But I'd like to ask Luca Riello, who actually wrote the lyrics of this song, what does it actually mean? What does the lyrics mean? And Alessio, if you could be a translator for a couple of minutes.
Oh, okay, why not? Another profession.
A new job on the long list.
Ti ha chiesto di che cosa parla il testo.
Beh, in pratica io volevo cercare di uscire dalla retorica dei racconti contro la mafia, contro le camorre in generale, e quindi in questo caso parlo del killer in prima persona che si racconta prima di andare a fare, diciamo, l'eventuale omicidio di Roberto Saviano, che insomma dello scrittore, e quindi per uscire un po' appunto fuori dalla freddezza della cronaca, cioè farti in qualche modo sentire il sangue proprio della persona, no? E la viva, insomma.
So it's a story about the killing of Roberto Saviano, the writer we were talking about before. He wrote the lyrics with Roberto Saviano, and in order to get out from the rhetoric, he wrote lyrics as if he was the killer, preparing himself in the hours just before the killing.
Before his own murder.
So you, it's like a movie, you know, you see the world through the eyes of the killer.
Very intense.
It's strong, but it's true. It's something that really happens.
What is the mafia and Camorra from Naples get a lot, but not enough press. There's been a lot of attention from the media, especially following the coming out of the film Gomorra on mafia or Camorra, the mafia in the area. What is your view? Are Italians still scared to talk about mafia?
No, I don't think. Well, in this period, talking about these things, it's even trendy.
Yeah, it's become almost...
It's even a business for some reason. What I want to say is that Italy is not just mafia and Camorra, of course. Unfortunately, these are the facts that that people abroad knows the more. Mm-hmm. But what we have to say is that it's something that it's connected with some... with the story of Italy, so talk about these things, make movies about these things, and have very, very coraggiosi giornalisti,
courageous
journalists that may write books against and say family names of the criminals in the books. And so they risk their own life for these things. It's something that can change this situation, that it's a very old situation in Italy.
But do you think this actually helps? Or, like you said, it's become a trend. I know the attention is very high, and these people, like you said, they are courageous people risking their own life. But do you think, apart from raising an attention, does this help? Or mafias don't care?
It can help... if it change the culture, because every big revolution starts from the private revolutions.
Yeah.
So if people will change their mind in the little things of the everyday things, that means that maybe in the future a big revolution can happen. Mm. And so maybe the first step is talk about, think of what's going on in Italy.
Expose it.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
I think so.
Luca Riello, anything, vuoi aggiungere qualcosa? Stavamo parlando della mafia, della percezione.
Stavamo dicendo che parlarne può aiutare a cambiare la situazione.
Sì, sicuramente fa uscire fuori delle cose che sono assolutamente nascoste in qualche modo, soprattutto per il resto dell'Italia, perché chi magari vive a Napoli, vive in certe zone... Le dinamiche che ha raccontato Saviano e altri giornalisti sono più o meno conosciute. Invece, per quanto riguarda...
Conosciute
tutto il resto,
e accettate?
Conosciute in qualche modo, vissute come se fosse un potere supremo, anche psicologicamente, che non ti fa muore. Una sorta di dittatura che tu vivi. Il fatto che non puoi pronunciare il nome di una famiglia, quando lo pronunci lo fai zitto zitto, sai, tra le labbra. Mm. Perché è come, capito, se in qualche modo potessero essere ovunque, no? Potessero ascoltare ovunque. E quindi riuscire a tirare fuori questa cosa è una liberazione, è un fatto forte, non è una cosa piccola. Però chiaramente le conseguenze sono quelle che sappiamo, cioè che tipo Roberto stava con la scorta e diciamo ha una non vita.
I think I'm a bit lost there.
Okay. I tried to do. I was trying to synthesize what he said. I think the big thing he said is that you can't talk feeling free. If you live in Napoli, for example, in Naples, you can't talk free of these things. You can't talk in a free way because you risk
your life.
You risk, if you talk about if you say the names of the people, you risk your life. So
yeah, Lucarelli was using an expression like you have to, you know, you have to mention some names. Like everyone kind of knows the name of these families. It's felt. He used the expression of like potere supremo, like a supreme, a power that you kind of accept as part of your daily life because you have to, because it's something that you feel it's so big, so much bigger than you. And he used an expression to actually define it, that, you know, if you mention a name of a family, you do it with tight lips.
Tight lips.
As if they could hear you at any point. Mm.
And talk in the whole nation of this can help to know, can help the part of the nation that is affected by these sickness to be free from these, maybe. No? Well, I don't know. I think the important thing we can say is that it's nice. I think it's a nice thing that we can make art of something that it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
So that's what we did with the music.
Unfortunately, time is not really on our side. I have about another 1 million different things that I would like to ask you, but I know you both are very busy men and you have to catch a plane. So all I have time for is to thank you so much for coming. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I think we said everything. Let's talk the music.
And once again, a very big thank you for coming to the Italian Job.
Thank you. Bye, Gabriella. Thank you.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Già mamma 16 anni, tre figli, una vita sonnata, hanno alzato la televisione, l'amore sbagliato, cercato in dall'uccio, bastardi non mi crudo, candice una parola sti creature, a fortuna mamma, a cerco in te numero papà, e non a bottiglie rum. Musica mi muove e vado a balli solo in una stanza chiusa, cercando e scansando e c'è curioso e chi se sa per fare fatte sole e con mare andrughessa.
Voglio cominciare una tavola a parlare, chi sto chiesa vanno ancora a piccia, mi voglio rispettare solo così posso toccare l'amore. Cominciare da poco a parlare, chi sto chiesa vanno ancora piscia, mi voglio rispettare, solo così posso toccare l'amore vero.
Ma c'è innamorata di una femmina sull'esmica, e non c'è sta niente ma, sento che vita è mo' e voglia cominciare o capo, o breve ma già scondeva a casa, ma se con mamma non si è sposato, conosce la passione nuova, lascia che sto quartiere che vuole peggio una prigione, l'amore non è una famiglia, la famiglia è una sana, e io voglio educare con questi mani, l'amore non è una famiglia, la famiglia è una sana, e io voglio educare con questi mani.
Già nata da parla, chi sto chiesa vanno ancora piscia, mi voglio rispettare, solo così posso toccare l'amore vero. Voglio cominciare nata da parla, chi sto chiesa vanno ancora piscia, voglio rispettare solo così posso toccare l'amore vero.
The beautiful rap of Lucariello. Once again, a big shout out goes to Luca Riello, who was here in the studio just a few minutes ago. Unfortunately, he had to leave together with Alessio Bertallot. But just before I move on and change the mood, lucariello.net, LucariellO.net. Unfortunately, it's only in Italian. But if you need any more information or where to find his music on iTunes or anywhere else, drop me a line, italianjob@lifefm.org.uk. A big shout out goes, of course, to Alessio Bertallot, the heart and soul of B-Side, a very interesting radio program in Italy. Promoting the B-Side of music. Only a few minutes left of the Italian job for today, and it's time to rush off to go and see the great. What am I saying? Not the great. The massive maestro. Franco Battiato performing at Corco tonight in just a couple of hours. So if you're fancying an alternative night, Coca tonight in Camden, Franco Battiato. Talking of great maestros of Italian music, it will be my pleasure next week to interview Zucchero, the heart and soul, and may I add Sugar, because that's what his name means. Zucchero means sugar, of soul, blues and funk in Italian style. The man has performed with the likes of Eric Clapton, Miles Davis, and the list goes on and on. More next week, 6 o'clock with the Italian Job. E guerre si fanno a Wall Street, calisci uno d'aiuto e si vuotro una via, a Canterra te ne hai, a Canterra te ne hai.
Listening to Life 103.6. London, Italy, Kobawa,
London, see. Make sure you get that job done. Make sure you get it done on time. It's the Italian job. Let's do this.
Go Gabriella, go girl.
So this is the time when we say goodbye. Now all I have to say is it's been a fantastic pleasure. I hope you enjoyed the showcasing of brand new music brought by my colleague Alessio Bertallot all the way from Italy. Full track listing, of course, as usual, my myspace.com/Gabriella, G-A-B-R-Y-H-E-L-L-A. In the meantime, let me invite you to stay locked here on Life FM. Riri and Lala with the Stop and Think show just after me. Then it's going to be time for Maz, Ha and Her. I can't wait. Ah, it's a brilliant show, 8 till 10. And then, of course, finishing in style with this fantastic Tuesday will be Hasgrove Sessions with the Ambassadors. That's it from me. Until next week, of course, at 6 o'clock next Tuesday, we do it all over again. And of course, every time is a different story. Next week, we are actually flying over Italian funk, soul, and great music with Zucchero, who will be. It will be live with us in the studio, actually over the phone. He's a very busy man. But yes, he'll be with us next week. So keep it locked until next week. Take care. See you next week.